Harold William, Little Willie, Roberts, 1883-1914. Little Willie Roberts won the hearts of the people of Broken Hill when the tiny town midget circus first came to town in 1911. The show attracted an audience of 18,000 people, almost half the population of the town. It was noted in the local press that the takings for Broken Hill were a box office record, and that in 25 years no show has taken so much in that place. Willie Roberts and his troupe were willingly accepted by the community of Broken Hill, and the female members of the circus were even allowed underground. Another record, apparently, since women simply did not go down the mines. According to the same press report, no women are allowed to go into the depths, and the midget ladies were the first to go down for 5 years, the last lady being a governor's daughter. When the circus of strong men, acrobats, dancers, comedians, and high wire walkers left Broken Hill, Willie Roberts and his family decided to stay. Willie, not yet 20, got a job at the BHP mine as a feed boy, loading ore onto a conveyor belt to be transported. He was, as far as we know, 3 feet, 4 inches high in his pit boots, but proud to be a miner and to be able to help feed his family. Little Willie Roberts was not yet 30 when he was killed in 1914, in an accident involving the conveyor belt at the mine. After his death, the people of Broken Hill rallied together and sold copies of a postcard of Willie in his circus uniform, which raised funds to help the Roberts family. Willie Roberts had only lived in Broken Hill for 4 years when he died, which was long enough to become part of a community that embraced diversity.